In our segment this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about restaurant satisfaction, customer satisfaction at restaurants. The restaurant report is out by the American Customer Satisfaction Index, and we're happy to have with us this morning David Van Amberg, who is the managing director at ACSI. David, good morning. Welcome to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Before we get jump into some of the findings of the report, let's talk about how the information is gathered and how the report is put together and what it measures.
Sure. The ACSI has been doing this now since 1994, so we're actually celebrating our 25th anniversary coming up here at the end of this year. We used to be a telephone survey, which is pretty rare nowadays, except maybe in political polling. We used to dial up hundreds of thousands of people a year, but now we do it all over the internet. It's much more efficient. It's actually much more accurate because of so many folks now not even having landline phones. It's hard to reach people on their cell phones. So we're contacting people by email and inviting them to come and take a survey based on their recent experiences with all sorts of products and services. The ACSI measures everything from airlines to athletic shoes and automobiles and fast food, and whether you love your cable company or hate them, you know, whatever the case may be. So lots of consumer products and services that are measured in the ACSI.
Sure. Well, happy anniversary first. And the survey size here is important. At least 250,000 customers are surveyed, correct?
That's right. No, that's not every single company that's in the ACSI. We're not looking at that many customers of you know, KFC or Apple. But in total, yes, we're talking to about 250,000 folks every year and asking for their feedback, their opinions on what do they think of the quality of the products and services they're buying, what do they think of the prices they're paying, and obviously the biggest picture element of that. How satisfied are they? How satisfied are they with their experience?
Well, we're going to talk today about the restaurant part of this, full-service restaurants and limited-service restaurants. Why don't we start first with the full-service restaurants? Give us a sense of who we're talking about here.
So we're talking about all of those big names, some of which have been around for a long time, some of which perhaps not so long. But, you know, Applebee's, Chili's, Ruby Tuesday, Denny's, Olive Garden, some of the biggest steak joints like Texas Roadhouse, Longhorn Steakhouse, Outback. Really the biggest in terms of market share of the traditional sit-down restaurants.
These are the kind of restaurants that immediately come to mind, this place where you take your family on a Friday night, right?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Or lunch, you know, lots of business lunches and so on.
So the scores here are what? Because we're going to be talking about numbered scores here, numbers like in their 70s and 80s. What do those mean?
Correct. So the ACSI is produced on a 0 to 100 scale, but we like to tell people that you really should think of this like the old college curve. Really, no one's going to score 100, no one's going to score 30 or 20. Pretty much the companies measured in ACSI are ranging between the high 50s, low 60s to the upper 80s. So, for instance, an Amazon, which is hands down one of the best companies in the ACSI, has been year in, year out, is typically scoring around an 87 or an 88. So that's actually an A, right? That's a really good score in ACSI.
Okay, so let's go down some of these, and maybe we can, as we go down the list, talk about how they've changed from year over year.
Sure. So the leadership hasn't changed in the full-service restaurants. It's Texas Roadhouse again. They went from an 82 last year to an 83 this year, so pretty stable, a one-point change, which is small. And that's our leader. Followed pretty closely by another steakhouse, Longhorn at 81, and Cracker Barrel at also an 81, and Olive Garden at 80. So there's a cluster at the top of this industry of chains that are doing a pretty good job in terms of satisfying customers.
Yeah, and you ran out that list of those top ones by TGI Fridays, Red Lobster TGI Fridays, Chili's, Denny's, Ruby Tuesday, Applebee's. I guess the most important thing that folks would look at would be the trends year over year. What are the trends here from these full-service restaurants that you saw from last year compared to this year?
Yeah, so the industry as a whole is actually up from a 78 to an 81. So we're looking at improvement overall in the full service category. And a lot of that's attributed to what we're seeing, for example, in the case of someone like Red Robin, which made a big improvement. A lot of technology is being used by these full service restaurants now to not become fast food, but maybe compete better with fast food and fast casual food, become a little more efficient, a little more dynamic. So, you know, using mobile apps, for example, that's a big thing now, getting bigger and bigger in the dining industry to allow people to place an order, go get that curbside pickup, kind of experience something more like a fast food type of encounter with these big chains rather than, as you said earlier, you know, kind of bringing the family and doing the whole traditional sit-down type thing. And that's definitely boosting satisfaction because it creates more options. You know, it allows customers of a steakhouse or an Olive Garden or whatever to kind of dine, get the food they want from those restaurants, but do it in more flexible ways.
And I, too, think that maybe you could tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, but to having that technology, even some of the places now that have the technology where you at the table, instead of, you know, maybe giving the order to a waiter or waitress, you can actually put it into one of those mobile apps as well. Is that helping the accuracy part of the order?
Yes, very much so. As long as the technology is being done right. The trick about technology, it's a double-edged sword, right? It's very, very neat and awesome and exciting, and people love it as long as it works, as long as it works well. And then when it doesn't work well, it's extremely frustrating. In fact, it can become a more frustrating experience than, you know, the sort of old school way of doing things. And we've seen some of that. We've seen some anecdotal complaints here and there in our survey about, well, you know, it was a great system, but I couldn't get it to work. So, you know, if you're going to do that in this industry or any industry for that matter, the key is really reliability. It's creating that technology in a way that it truly will be efficient and it truly will help customers have a better experience rather than be glitchy and cause even more complaints and more frustration.
One of the other trends here, too, that people, when they go out a lot, they like to maybe have their favorite restaurant, but they also like to see variety, and they, you know, if it's the same old thing on the menu all the time, I would imagine people would get tired of it. One of the areas that jumped pretty significantly here is variety of the food on the menu. It seems that restaurants, some of these full-service restaurants, are really keeping up with keeping their menu fresh.
Yes, keeping it fresh and also catering to really the range of what customers want, and that's not just the type of food, like, you know, add this or that particular menu item, but also the way in which different customers like to eat. So more organic options, for example, that's becoming bigger. We're seeing that in a lot of restaurants, and we're seeing that resonate with a customer base that's more interested in healthier options and also in organic options. So keeping it healthier, keeping it organic, or at least offering those as options, in addition to just, you know, that particular flavor of food or that particular flavor of beverage, that's become very key as well.
David, let's switch over to some of the limited service restaurants. And so here we'd be talking about what kind of restaurants?
This is more of a range of your traditional burger and fries places like McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, and so on. The other types of quote-unquote fast food restaurants that we associate typically with those like Arby's, Taco Bell, KFC, but also the fast casual restaurants, which are definitely newer, and we don't necessarily quite think of them as the same way as a McDonald's, for example, a Chipotle or a Panera Bread.
Mm-hmm. Any surprises on the list of satisfaction scores in these restaurants this year?
No, not really. We've been doing this one for a long time as well, and Chick-fil-A always reigns supreme. Chick-fil-A makes, according to its customers, a fantastic chicken sandwich. I won't say they don't do much else. Obviously, they have many other chicken-based items on their menu, but they do chicken. And they focus on that, and they do an outstanding job of providing the menu items along those lines. They're at the top. McDonald's is at the bottom. McDonald's has long been at the bottom in our study, which people express shock about because it's McDonald's, right? It's the largest fast food chain in the world. How could they possibly be so lackluster in terms of satisfaction? And, you know, the brand is huge. They're everywhere. They're really ubiquitous. But the food is not considered that great. It's a tired menu. It has been for a long time, even though they've made attempts after attempts to freshen it up. But, you know, they sell. They sell, and in large part they sell because they've cornered the market on the kids. I mean, they've really got the Happy Meal thing going back decades. Nobody else has been able to replicate that. So you have a lot of parents who take their kids to McDonald's to get those Happy Meals. They may not love it that much themselves, but, you know, the kids are tugging on them to go there. So a little bit of a disconnect, but McDonald's at the bottom, and then everybody else kind of in the middle. It's pizza places as well. We've got Papa John's and Pizza Hut that are vying or tied right now for the top spot among pizza at scores of 80. Chick-fil-A, I should tell you, they're an 87. So that's your, you know, top number. That's sort of Amazon.com type level.
Yeah.
Satisfaction for Chick-fil-A. Really, really outstanding.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A 87. Just to put it again in context, McDonald's is 69. So 87, 69, those are the two ends of that list. One of the things that I wanted to draw your attention to was the Chipotle story. I know over the past year or so, and it seems like Chipotle is always in the news for something negative. And I always tell people, well, listen, I go to Chipotle a lot. There's always a line. And this number seems to show pretty steady customer satisfaction with Chipotle.
Yes, and they definitely took a hit when the whole issue with foodborne illness came out a couple of years ago. We saw them drop pretty significantly in our study, and then they came back slowly. And this year they're stable, but they've been kind of slowly picking it back up again. It's taking time. They're definitely not at the level they were that we saw, which was, I think, like an 82, so 3 points higher prior to that incident with all those foodborne illnesses. But no, I mean, by no means are they in the dumps here, and they're not continuing to suffer from that. They've really stabilized and then begun to improve slightly.
Yeah, and one would think that with all of the negative headlines that they have had, that that number would be lower than the 79 where it's at. David, I have to ask you one more as we're running out of time here, but a lot of these restaurants, McDonald's is one of them. Again, we go back to the technology part of it. McDonald's putting these kiosks in and perhaps at some point removing staff and having these kiosks do all the work. But the as I look over some of the trends, people still like to see humans in these restaurants. The courtesy and helpfulness of staff is one of the highest scored parts of this survey.
Yes, and again, Steve, this cuts across so many industries. This the tug of war between wanting efficiency, wanting more technology to make our lives faster, simpler, and so on, and still wanting that personal experience, wanting that personal touch. It's the same in a call center experience, right, for any kind of industry. I still want to be able to call and talk to somebody. I don't want to have to just, you know, fill out a form online. So there is that tug of war still going on in this industry and many others where a lot of customers do prefer that personal experience over the efficiency. So I think at the end of the day, for now, for most customers, it's about finding that sweet spot, finding that spot in the middle where you have enough technology that makes customers' lives a little more efficient and yet still have that personal touch be a part of it. I think it would definitely be a mistake at this stage for someone to go all in on the technology, for example, as you mentioned, and you walk into a McDonald's, for example, and there's just literally no staff or barely any staff there. I think that would be too jarring for most people to provide a more satisfying experience at this stage.
You know, most people, when they go and they have an experience at a restaurant, whether it be good or bad, some people might speak up, others probably don't. This survey and these numbers, this is a chance for customers to speak out to you, but what advice would you give us on a regular basis if we're going in and out of these restaurants, if we have a particularly bad or good experience? What should we do? What should we say?
Well, definitely make your voice heard to a manager. There are all of these chains have good websites nowadays. You know, this isn't the mid-90s where it's kind of difficult to find websites for a lot of these companies. They all have great websites. They all have places to log feedback. to both praise and to complain about various issues. So that's certainly an option. But definitely make your voice heard in a polite way, as much as possible, even as irritating as some experiences might be. This is what we tell companies. It doesn't do you any good not to hear from your customers, right? So you really want feedback. You don't want to discourage people, even if they're complaining, because the only way these companies are going to get better is if customers are making their voices heard and making their complaints and their concerns heard. So customers shouldn't be afraid to reach out. Companies shouldn't be afraid to let them reach out or encourage them to reach out.
David, we appreciate you being with us this morning and sharing some of this information with us and being here on the Opening Bell.
My pleasure.
David Van Amberg is Managing Director at the ACSI, the American Customer Satisfaction Index, with some of the restaurant report numbers for 2018.